Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. I have no idea what time it is when you're hearing this broadcast because, well, this is radio on the internet. This is Galganov.com. There's no CRTC, there's no FCC, there's just you and me, the way radio really ought to be. And I'm Howard Galganov. This is our second broadcast in the new series, and, well, I'm thrilled to have received the response to the first one. The opinions of the people who read Galganov.com and who've listened to the first editorial have been exceptional. And for that, I appreciate and I thank absolutely everyone. Today's editorial really is about the failure of the left. Not that we're out of the woods, certainly not the rest of the world, but America's moving in the direction where America should be moving. You know, it's remarkable to see and hear the left literally destroying themselves, destroying each other, whether they're talking about resisting, whether they're talking about impeaching, whether they're talking about harassing, whether they're talking about intimidating, whether they encourage people like Antifa and the rest of them to go out and to disrupt and to cause damage and intimidate. Only losers do that. It's remarkable when I hear on television or on radio, mostly on TV, when someone from the left says, "Well, both sides have to stop." And I say, "Well, what does the conservatives have to do to stop? Stop what?" So I've been a conservative for a very long time, and I'm very outspoken, and I'm very conservative. I'm not a right-wing Neanderthal. I believe in rights. I certainly think that the U.S. Constitution is probably the absolute most fair document that's ever been produced in the history of politics. I think that if we all live by the meaning of the Constitution, the way it was written, not the way leftist judges want to interpret it or to spin it, I know we would all live in an incredibly wonderful environment. We'd have a wonderful situation where everybody can really reach beyond their grasp and hope to do better for themselves, their families, their friends or neighbors, but not the left. The left have a real problem with that. So I look at conservatives such as myself who have been, as I just stated, outspoken. And what have I ever said to encourage people to go and disrupt, to encourage people to intimidate, to encourage people to insult, to lie, to cheat? What have I ever said to do that? And no one's going to ever accuse me of being quiet or being shy about my opinions. I watch a lot of conservative TV. I listen to a lot of conservative radio. I read a lot of conservative printed material. And I don't know one conservative on radio, on TV, or who publishes in print, whether it's in magazines, books, or newspapers, who does anything like the left does. I don't know one, not a responsible person anyways. And for the left to accuse conservatives to stop doing what they're doing, it just doesn't make any sense. But then again, the left doesn't make any sense. And when you look at what the left is resorting to today, they're losing. And they're losing big time. And we've got to keep up the pressure. I'm Howard Galganov. This is Galganov.com. This is radio on Galganov.com. No CRTC, no FCC. Just you and me, the way radio really, really ought to be. And this broadcast, believe it or not, 5 minutes goes fast, doesn't it? Have a great, great day.